We're back. How are you, Catherine?
Pretty good. Nothing to report.
This is our new release schedule.
That we're going to try and follow.
Every other week?
Attempt.
It's like the easiest thing, Catherine.
Yeah.
It's the easiest thing you could do.
Instead of twice in 1 week a month, we're going to do once every 2 weeks.
Are you blowing your nose?
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm trying to be quiet.
Quality over quantity, as usual. I feel like less is more. You know, you just see us every blue moon.
Yeah. Well, at least this way it'll be consistent.
And we're not drinking blue moon.
That's very true.
We're not. But
we're drinking Modelo's. That would be so cool if we were sponsored
Jello
by Modelo's.
It's only.
Sponsored by
Modelo's.
Hey, guys,
check
out Modelo's.
Oh, my God. Don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts, because someone did, and we think you should, too.
Five stars.
And we're now on iHeartRadio, which is wild.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Put applause underneath here.
I was going to say, do you want me to be the sound effects?
Like, you're the soundboard?
Just you're screaming in the background.
But it's like one person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it only helps us get more people to listen about the 2000s, because no one else is talking about it.
There's actually a Netflix miniseries that talks about every single
thing. Fuck up, Jack. This is podcast.
Is this my introduction?
You don't have to pay for this. You got to pay for Netflix. You don't have to pay for this.
I was going to say, we should have just started with introducing Jackie.
We have a special guest today, Jackie.
Hi, I'm Jackie Mass.
You don't have to say your full name. People can find
you. Well, I want it. Can they find me?
I think they
can. God, scary.
To our audience, we have no last names. We're all like Cher.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to wait till the end to plug all the social
media.
To plug my Venmo, my Bitcoin, my Litecoin.
Yeah, Litecoin.
Well, you've also tagged both of our personal Instagrams on the Instagram.
Much too
so
late.
I think, yeah.
Yeah,
was
it's
all
much
you.
Too late.
Yeah.
What is the copywritten music work? Because I like to
you
sing.
You can't use it.
I like to sing a lot. What if I change the words? Is that okay?
I don't think that works.
I don't know.
I think Taylor Swift would still sue you.
Muhammad is the one.
This is going to be a weird one. I can feel it.
Some shout outs to people who have been listening to us a lot. People in San Jose, California, New York, and Barcelona, which is wild.
Tour whenever we tour.
Yeah.
Those are all Jason's cousins.
I would love to go to Barcelona. Wouldn't you like to go to Barcelona?
I want to reenact Strut from Cheetah Girls 2.
Yes.
Let's do it. And Jason, you can be the guitar player on
him.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, that's copyrighted in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
Worst case, I'll just censor it.
Censor it this.
Some quick news of the 2000s, I guess. I forget what it was called. Sharon Osbourne's second album is available to stream, and it's kind of a big deal because people forgot that was an okay, decent album.
Are you plugging it right now? Like, it's available to stream?
Yeah, it's available to stream.
She just released it
right now.
Or
it's
from the 2000s?
It's from the 2000s. Her second album came in 2005.
Sharon Osbourne, isn't that the wife?
Sharon Osbourne.
Isn't she the wife? Kelly Osbourne is the daughter.
Why do I write Sharon Osbourne? Kelly Osbourne. It was like 2 and 1.
You're not prepared.
I know. Kelly Osbourne.
It's 2 a.m. is another podcast
Sharon
that Catherine does.
Oh, my
to
God.
To plug it here.
It was 2 a.m.
If I do, it's 3 a.m.
Yeah, she gave an interview about how her label forced her into doing pop punk for her first album and made her lose weight. And when she didn't want to, they told her, you're 16 with a record contract. Why are you complaining? I was like, it's really fucked up.
Yeah.
The Osbournes were the precursor to the Kardashians, I think.
The whiter version.
Yeah.
And the more English version. Because
they were pretty big. Like, that show was huge.
I
like,
never
the
watched it.
The
I
Osbournes was massive. They were
we're
huge.
Just young little things.
We also have Britney news.
Don't we always?
People have been hating her because she posted a picture of her $6,000 snakeskin heels that she's never worn.
Yeah, okay.
And so animal rights activists are like hating her and shit.
Aren't they always?
And she's been very active.
They always hate
her. She's been very active on social media
lot.
I don't know if it's like good or like a cry for help.
I just recently watched, this seems random, but it isn't. I just recently watched the Jane the Virgin series finale, and at one point they were doing cast interviews, and they were saying they mentioned how Britney came in one of the episodes, and I totally forgot that Britney was in one of the episodes in like the first season.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched like half of the first season.
And it wasn't just like she was there for like a second, but she was like one of the plot. Like she was in like one of the plot points.
Remember when she was in Glee?
Like
a mirage.
Oh my god.
Can we do a whole episode on
and she like pushed
me like it's what it deserves?
Me against the music. Oh, technically, that's 2000s. It started in 2009.
It is. Because
exactly.
That's your series finale.
That was when you had pride calling yourself a Gleek. You can't call yourself that anymore.
No.
What does that mean now?
Is nothing. It's just dumb. Like, Glee has not aged well.
No, it hasn't.
And it's, I
even
just
the
don't
fans
think.
Of Glee hate Glee now.
Like, the first
season... really heavily... Can we curse?
Yeah.
Oh.
I heavily fuck with Glee. Like, I used
heavy,
to heavily
heavy.
Fuck with Glee so hard.
We will definitely bring you back for that episode.
I watched the first like four seasons.
Me too.
Like pretty religiously.
But I watched all six. I stuck with it. So I was like, hold it out.
I think I saw
and also I love the cast. I love Ryan Murphy.
It was whenever like I think it was when the one girl gave birth and then someone got hit by a car. It happened, like, at the same time, which is
so season three or four.
I forget. But that's as far as I
someone
watched.
Got pregnant.
yeah, it
like
was,
a deleted
one
scene.
One of the cheerleaders. One of the cheerleaders
oh, Quinn
Fabre. Yeah, and then someone else got hit by a car. Maybe Rachel? I super don't know. No, it was a different cheerleader.
I forget. How many guys cheerleaders?
No, not, she wasn't a cheerleader.
We're getting
outside. But, like, one of the cheerleaders got hit by a car. Like, while she was giving birth. Like, same, like...
While she was giving
save
birth, she was driving herself.
Same for the episode.
No, there may have also been a wedding involved. I don't.
Yeah.
Super
that's good.
Let's get to our favorite topic of our show. What is annoying Catherine this week?
Ooh.
And you will be segueing us into the beginning of the show.
How will I be segueing? I don't even know what I'm going to say yet.
That's up to you, bro.
That's annoying me right now.
I have a pretty good idea what's been annoying you.
Me blowing my nose.
It's like this fucking
house. Wait, what? What is it? I want to know what's been annoying me from your perspective.
What? Well, I thought it was annoying, like, the one thing you told me about the other day.
The roommate thing?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know how much I want to say about that, but, yeah, let's just say I'm having an interpersonal conflict, and
interpersonal
I'm kind of pissed off about it. But I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, what's been annoying you this week?
Corrupted files.
Wow. Wow. What a...
For the most part, I've been in a pretty mellow mood. At least, like, today.
And a pretty Modelo mood. Brought by our sponsor, Modelo. Please drink their beer. What's their slogan?
Do they have one?
Brewed in Mexico.
That's their slogan.
Hecho en México.
Disclaimer, we are not actually sponsored
we're not
by
hashtag them. Ad.
But if you want to sponsor us, hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up. Do it. This is your segue. This is your moment.
No, segue. That's all you, dude. It's your job. Segue. Give me a minute. I'm going to cut all this out later.
No, keep this in. And it's just a minute of silence.
It's just a full minute of silence. Speaking of silence, what did we do before the iPod?
Let's just talk about the 2000s. I mean, we've used music before, but it's just played off like our phone or some shit. But we haven't been sued yet, so.
Yeah,
I don't think enough people listen
enough people
to
listen to us.
Yeah,
to
we don't monetize.
Please don't report us, Modelo.
Don't you miss the days when you carried a lot more shit?
No. And that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah. No. It was just like carrying, because I remember going to school, having, you know, like your notebook, lunch, cell phone, wallet, keys, and then a pair of headphones to connect to your iPod, which is what we're talking about today.
Yep.
What is a fond memory of your first iPod?
Ooh. Well, my first iPod was the first iPod mini that could play video.
Oh, that one.
I think that might
so I remember one. I owned Legally Blonde, and I would sit there and watch it on this tiny, tiny iPod mini. And I thought it was the coolest thing that I could do this.
Love that.
The first one I had the Nano, and my friend found it in a tennis court. She was like, "Do you want it?" And it was just like 20 gigabytes, something like that, or 10.
Yeah.
And
that was
like,
big
yeah.
for
and it was,
then.
Yes. And so it was like the Nano, and it was cool. It was small, portable. I fucking carried that shit everywhere I went. I even bought a little case for it. It's like this big.
It's
very fun.
You remember the iPod Shuffle?
I hated those.
You couldn't pick the song. If you had a specific song,
yeah.
you just kept keep
just,
skipping until
you
find it.
You can only hold like 100 songs.
So my first friend to get an iPod was iPod Shuffle. And I remember we would sit there listening to it, but it would take us so long to get to the song that we wanted to listen to.
It's the fucking worst.
I had an iPod Nano, I think, as well. And it was pink. And my dad bought it off my uncle because... I think he had purchased an iPod Nano for his daughters, and they were younger than me.
Yeah.
But then my dad bought it off, and he's like, "Here you go, I got you an iPod Nano. I know you've been asking for it." And then it like came with all of their songs, but I wasn't mad because it was like Disney songs. Like, remember Jordan Pruitt? Like, what'd you sing? Jump to the rhythm.
Yeah.
Remember her?
Yeah, yeah,
wow.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was
yeah, yeah.
that song. I had like Selena Gomez falling down when she had emo
hair.
Oh my
god.
I had I also watched Johnson Family Vacation on the whole movie.
Oh my god.
You know the movie I had on my iPod Classic was Milk. I had that movie.
Oh
wait, with
god.
James Franco?
Yeah, the
what?
Johnson movie.
It's so random.
Cuz I remember I didn't get a chance to see it, so I downloaded it and I was like, I wonder if it could fit in my iPod, and it did.
If I can watch in the 2-inch screen.
I know.
Really?
How Nolan intended.
Yeah, exactly.
On a fucking iPod.
What's that, Sean?
That shit chewed up all the battery life, having to watch a movie on an iPod.
Yeah.
The first thing I had, it wasn't an iPod. It was, like, before that. Like, right before I got the Nano, I had an MP3 player that I bought from, like, Walmart. I forgot what the brand was, but it was just, like, super bulky. And it was not fun. Like, the whole touch thing.
I had the MP3 too. And I
had
an MP3 as well. Remember, like, the Kids' Choice Awards when Bow Wow and Chris Brown performed on the same stage and it was iconic?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So I had the MP3, but I had to, like, run to the room and, like, turn on Nick and, like, press record on the MP3 to hear that song because it was so good. And also, like, we used to have a white van, and my dad, we didn't have, like, a portable TV built into the car, so my dad just got a wooden stand and put a small TV in the car between the driver and the passenger seat.
Oh, my God.
And then we always forget to switch out the DVDs that we put into it, so it was Hitch a lot of the time. And so the song,
Classic movie. The song
on Hit, like, remember when they're, like, Ava Mendez and Will Smith are riding around in the Hudson on jet skis, and he kicks her in the face?
Yeah.
It was that song, "Don't You Worry About It," and I would be like, oh, this slaps.
That's a great scene.
Yeah. Okay. I remember before the iPod, if you wanted to put, like, at least how I would put most of my music on my MP3 player is that I would buy CDs,
burn them
on the computer, and then put them on the MP3 player.
Yeah, there was a certain way I had to do it because
you couldn't buy MP3s, and I sure didn't know
how couldn't buy MP3s,
like, download anything,
but you had
so.
To like when we would share music with an MP3 player or like our iPods. We would have to, like, there's a thing where you plug it in and you can drag the music from that computer onto your iPod. But there were sometimes it wouldn't work, so you had to, like, change all the settings that you could share music. And so you could put them in, but you couldn't take them out. I feel like if you could take them out of your iPod, this would, like, make life, like, I could get everything I have that's in my iPod, like, into here. There's, like, shit I can't find. There's music that's not on streaming that there's, like, it's... I really have to dig deep to go find this shit now.
Because
it's not streams. Like, not everything is on Spotify.
I used to do YouTube to MP3, that website.
Yeah, I would do that.
But that was after the iPod, so...
Yeah, because there's some things that streaming doesn't have. There's, like, a lot of things. It's just, like, you just YouTube... I still do it. I do it at work. Because, like, we...
Your bosses are listening to this. Like, Jason, you're slacking.
We download the YouTube stuff because, like, people need it, and so we download that, or we download, like, the music from it. And so that's still, it's still a thing. But yeah. Streaming has made it so much easier. But I just, like, there was something personal about having an iPod, like having everything in, like, the palm of my hand. Like, mine still isn't full. I think it was, like, 20,000 songs. I'm up to, like,
well, especially if you have, like, a iPod, like, classic or whatever. Like, those could hold
that's
a
mine.
Lot.
Yeah.
I never got
size
a classic.
Size of bricks.
Yeah, I went
they're
from,
not that big. They're just, like, little
yeah,
squares.
Because I only ever had the little iPod mini. I forget the names. I think it
I think you had the mini.
iPod mini.
Because, like, the Nano was, like, slim.
Yeah, it was, like,
tall.
It was, like, the little fat
tall.
One. I
yeah, that was
the
you had a slim, thick one.
I had a slim, thick one. Yeah, like, because I remember I went straight from that one to an iPod Touch, but that was, like, a while after iPod Touches had come out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, the Touch was, I think.
So I had that iPod mini for longer than they were.
I think the Touch was created, and then they realized, why don't we just put it into the iPhone, and then
yeah.
they just stopped making it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think
they still made them for a while.
I
like,
think they still make them.
They're like, it's still a thing.
No,
like,
I think
like,
they
no,
still
Mom.
Make them.
It's the same thing.
Do
minus
they
self-service.
They still make iPod Touches. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
They stopped
just
making
minus
classics.
Self-service.
Yeah, they stopped making.
It's the same thing, just minus like self.
I use Droid.
Okay, Jackie.
Yeah, Droid.
I have
Droid
no
world.
Idea what's going on.
Steve Wozniak. I remember, like,
say names.
I just remember, like, my goal was to fill my iPod Classic because it held 20,000 songs. I'm up to, like, 11,000.
Jesus.
But I stopped. That's all, like, hypothetically downloaded illegally music.
Oh, my God.
That it was just file sharing like crazy.
So
and I had albums.
I remember
albums.
They would come with games.
Yes. They had
right.
Snake on.
Yeah,
so on the
right.
third gen, the,
oh
like the
God.
First iPod
and,
I ever saw.
And stuff.
Oh, you're
the
right.
first iPod
oh,
I ever saw was
God.
The third gen, the third gen classic. And it had the four buttons. It was, where is it? This one. This is the first one I ever
yeah,
saw.
Yeah,
I was
what
we're
looking at is a white iPod, black and white.
They can Google it.
On Google. Give them the website link.
No.
Give them the Bitly link.
It's on CNET. yeah, so that was the first one I saw in like a Macy's or like a JCPenney because they had like a stand with like all the iPods, and I was just like, "What the fuck is this?" And like the whole thing, it didn't work really well because you had to like really press on it to
yeah.
turn it. And yeah, and they had a game. It would play. It would have Snake, and I would play that all the time.
Oh yeah.
Whenever I got to the mall.
It was the best.
Yeah, and then
there's some lit games on there.
I remember the marketing for it. I just remember, like, the marketing for it. Click the link. Do you remember the commercial? Like, the first one? It was, like, the colored people?
Hold up. Wait a minute.
No,
yeah.
it was, like, the
yeah,
shadow people and,
like,
the
you can't
background.
Say colored people.
Yeah, I can't.
You're not going to get what you mean.
I meant colored background, but yeah.
Colored background. Silhouettes of people.
The silhouettes.
Of multiple
yeah.
backgrounds.
Yeah, well, this was such iconic marketing for them for the
this
longest
really
time.
This really was.
This was crazy
yo,
to watch.
You remember the Mad TV sketch, and it was called, like, the eye tampon. The iPad,
yeah.
and
yeah,
it was
yeah,
the same
yeah,
thing,
yeah,
but
yeah.
women were dancing with their pads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
And I was like, I'd buy that.
I mean, yeah. If there's one thing they were, like, iconic for that I don't think they do now is genius marketing. I think
yeah.
I think they've lost that touch of their whole marketing thing.
Well, they don't
just,
really need to anymore.
Yeah, they
I mean,
really they,
I mean,
they've
you,
already
you,
done it.
Both
it's
of
like,
your laptops right now are Macs.
Yeah, they really don't need to. It's just I don't know, it's just appealing.
It's just word
I think
mouth.
The biggest nightmare is when your iPod resets sometimes or like something happens to it. And it erases all your music.
That's what happened to me.
That happened to me.
That happened to me. That got so sad. Because now I
feel like there should be like a
privilege.
Wait,
that's
what?
Your white privilege.
Yeah,
yeah, it's your privilege, Catherine.
Your white woman cisgendered privilege, you fuck.
Catherine's able.
Also, have you guys ever described what you both look like? Because I can
no.
I spoke in Spanish, so.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything. I'm so confused.
No,
they can gather. Jason
well,
is a 5'10" turtle man from El Salvador.
I have called
Trump
Catherine.
Is here.
Say,
Trump wants to know your location.
Did you call him a turtle man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
just
that.
Want to make sure I heard you.
Catherine
have,
is a little chicken nugget.
Okay.
Yeah. I have called Catherine, you know, on her privilege.
Yeah.
And her
all the time. Because
all the time.
Jason's
white people don't call other white people out on their privilege.
True.
Unless they're protesting.
Unless they're
like,
run-
you're privileged.
Unless they're running other people over with their cars.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, I think I lost 5,000 songs one time on an old laptop and something happened to my iPod and reset. and it erased everything, and there's music I'll never find again.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like I said.
And I don't remember, like, half the shit. So
right.
It's just like,
unless you see it, and it's like, oh my god.
I was like, oh, I have that album. So it's like, having to do that shit again was like,
I remember in eighth grade when I got in my feels, and I asked my friends to, like, help me download. Remember Bella's Lullaby from Twilight?
Yeah!
I would just get my feels,
yeah,
look
yeah,
out
yeah.
the window, see a rainy cloud, just be like, oh.
Yeah.
Better romance story than Twilight.
Twilight is a better romance story than Twilight. Or me looking out
the
window.
Yeah, you know that would be a better romance story than Twilight.
With no one.
You're alone. I didn't like the iPod shuffle. I never saw the point of it.
It's like, I mean, it's good if it, like, I think it's a good purpose for it is if you have, like, a young kid who wants an iPod and you don't want to buy him an actual iPod, and you're just like, here's some music to throw on it.
Yeah.
Thing, you know, like, I think it's also good if you're, like, if you just use it to, like, run and stuff.
Like, you're like,
shit. Like, if you're, like, a runner, it's nice because it's so small.
Yeah,
so
my coworker
just, like,
still uses the,
just,
yeah, the little clip one.
I think it'd be good for that because it just takes up so little. Like, sometimes it's like, oh, I want to exercise and listen to music.
And
it's like, I don't want to hold
my
phone. My
whole phone.
Or wear,
yeah,
like, the
armband.
Slap
against
right,
my
right,
waist.
You know?
Or, like, a little clip.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I think it's good for that, but
yeah.
I personally don't see any of the use for that. God knows, I don't work out enough to have a use for it. So.
I don't miss, like, having, like, headphones and having to put them in my pocket. And then, like, when you take them out, they're just, like, tangled shit.
Well, you need to learn how to wrap them properly.
Yeah, but they're in my pocket, like, all day. And like,
yeah, I put them in my pocket all the time. You just wrap them. Nice and
this
neat.
This was in high school. I just didn't know that. I'm just like, pfft.
Get it together, high school,
yeah.
Jason.
That was a mess. yeah, so I think, yeah, that was fun. But I just, I really, like, love using that shit. But it's like, now it's all compartmentalized. It's like in our phone. It's like easier. We don't have to steal music anymore.
That's what's scary about, like, everything in your phone. Because, like, what happens when you lose your phone?
Exactly.
You lose everything.
Gone.
And you know what? That's why I don't like those, like, the backing of, like, you can have, like, a little plastic little cubby
and
like,
put
your credit cards in.
Never!
And, like, people keep their ID in there, too.
That's,
like,
I don't know why I always have this thought at the gas station, but,
yeah,
like, when I, because I go out with my most essential items. I go out with my keys, I go out with my phone,
yeah,
I go out with my wallet, and I, like, put it in my pockets, and I pump gas. But I'm always worried of, like, if someone mugs me, they could take my wallet. I still have my phone. Or if they take my keys, I still have my wallet and my phone. And, like, I don't know why I always think that.
No.
As soon as I step out into the gas station.
You're absolutely right. iPods
yeah,
are a security thing.
Well,
they should be used as such.
Yeah.
Because, like, think about if you had your iPod on you or, like, you had an iPod Touch and someone's like, Jackie, you give them your iPod, but you keep your phone.
Right.
And now they just have to be glued to listening to Cheetah Girls.
You just carry around
Steve
an
Jobs
iPod Touch just to use as a decoy.
Dude, genius. Genius. Yeah.
And it's blank.
Yeah.
It's blank.
Exactly.
It says haha.
It's just a decoy.
It's just actually
it's
just made out of soap.
Yeah, it's not even
not
real.
Real.
It's
a Zune. It's a Zune.
It's a Zune.
And they're like, this is worse than nothing.
Have an iPod Touch where all it has is like Demi Lovato's first album.
Oh my god.
Oh. What do you mean all it has? That's everything. That's all.
That's
all,
all
music.
The whole
Jason,
discography.
What do you have on your iPod?
What else do
that?
You listen to?
And like, I spent hours making playlists of like, you know, like I have like a day playlist and a night playlist of just like chill and like.
What's
like,
night?
No, just
chill
like chill music, like chill music, like after I get off class and shit.
Oh, you were the original like YouTube video of like lo-fi hip-hop beats.
Oh
for like
I
hours
the,
on
I had a whole
yes,
playlist of lo-fi,
yes,
lo-fi shit. I was the original live streaming of
so on
anime,
mm-hmm,
YouTube lo-fi hip-hop beats. You love that shit, it's
lo-fi
great.
Lo-fi hip-hop beats to study to.
Dude.
Or chill to, slash chill to.
Chill to, study
yeah,
to. I mean, it's great.
It's grapes.
It grates.
ASMR. I'm eating chips.
That microphone we had that you would rent out
yeah,
was great for ASMR.
I'm going to get it some other time. It's just, it didn't happen.
Yeah. So you have to scream into your laptop for the crinkles of chips. Yeah, so.
Jason?
I feel like they
you
should.
Like your own chips?
No. They should. I feel like they should release like one more iPod classic with like more memory.
Well,
like,
those people would get it.
I
yeah, with
like
all the fucking nostalgia trips for the 90s and 2000s
yeah,
happening now.
I feel like people
yes,
would definitely buy an iPod.
And if I did like a limited, us talking like we're the marketing team for Apple, like if you did a limited engagement, it would get so.
Put Jordan on it or Supreme logos on it and make
oh
it work.
Steve Jobs is looking down at us right now, rolling
shaming
his
us,
eyes.
Rolling his eyes.
He is just ashamed.
He is fucking pissed.
and screaming, Tim, is Tim still the leader of Apple?
Tim is still a CEO. All they make now is just, like, add-ons and, like, adapters. It's just all, there's nothing new about it. So I think, like, if they release, like,
They release an iPod, but you can't use headphones with it because it has no iPhone jack.
Yeah, it's all AirPods. I hated,
AirPods are so dumb.
I hated their headphones, though, because they were really fucking cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Cheap.
I hate their
headphones. And they
not
would
only
hurt
are
your
they,
ears.
Yeah, not only are they cheap. I also, I have tiny ears. That
headphones
those
or earbuds?
Earbuds.
Yeah, earbuds.
Airbud. That's
Airbud.
The 90s.
Yeah, the movie.
Wait. I thought this episode was about Airbud.
Wait, what?
I gotta go.
No, AirPods, not AirPods. Yeah, I really hated their.
Have you seen the things they're selling with AirPods where it's like a string that connects the two, so that way you don't lose them? It's
which
like,
is basically earbuds.
So
I hate it.
Earbuds. You
yeah.
just connect them.
It's like yeah, so you just made them wired. Great.
I think it's like the end when they've taken away a headphone jack, when they've taken away like the audio
God.
Output
I don't
jack.
Know what I will do.
That's
I don't know
frightening.
What I do.
That's like the end.
I'd switch to a different computer.
Yeah, it's just like, I feel like it's essential because like wireless is just like, it's not totally dependable.
No.
It could, it eats up your battery on your
yeah.
phone.
I don't know if they'd ever get rid of it on a computer though, just because like, I know one issue at least
people
that I
it.
Have found with Bluetooth
people
is that there
it.
Tends to be a delay. With
there
the
is a delay.
So like, if I'm like watching something, I don't like to use Bluetooth because,
yeah.
you know, it doesn't seem like it's synced up. And I remember there was actually a whole issue with someone we know was editing a video
yes.
with AirPods, and they were trying to figure out why it wasn't synced up. And I'm like, try
fucking
plug.
Using
and I'm like,
AirPods.
I'm like, plug in regular headphones, and sure enough, it was fine. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
So I feel like they wouldn't get rid of a headphone jack, at least until they Bluetooth gets to the point where like it doesn't have that.
You know what's crazy is that
I think of like apocalyptic situations where I'm just like, what happens if there's a bad hurricane? And for whatever reason, you need earbuds, but all you have is your AirPods, and they can't connect because there's no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
I do think it's crazy that they still sell the iPod, but they still cost the fucking same. They
How
still
much cost
like $800 or something
Jesus
like that. Like
really? I never... See, when we were young when iPods came out, so I don't remember the price.
I think
when
mine was
kid,
$500.
What are receipts? What are price tags?
Well,
nothing.
Yeah.
Inflation is also a thing.
So... Okay, so now there are $269. This was a little cheaper. The iPod Touches are the iPod Touches are way more. These are the new ones.
Those
they're 256 gigs.
Yeah, the
and $400 and $200 for the 32 gigs.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's kind of wild.
Costs
refurbished.
A pretty penny.
I mean, to be fair, if you compare it to like an iPhone,
I do like.
How much
shirt?
Do iPhones cost?
So
way too fucking much.
that's
what I had.
I really like. This
that's
one and these.
Yeah, yeah.
These
yeah,
were great.
That's the one
I
had. Yeah.
These
were great.
I think my brother had one of these. I think those are the ones that could take the video. Like, they had a camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could flip them.
I was
so
jealous.
You could turn them.
Yeah.
They start adding more. And I really love I think this was a Nano.
Yeah, I think that was a Nano.
This
I
is
think
one
that was
I had.
When they introduced a touch screen
and they
to
just
the Nano.
Took away this and just...
Yeah. Because for a while the...
Nano?
Yeah, yeah. The Nano also was so small, though. I'm like...
Yeah. Like, I really love this model of the Mini.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
were great.
That's what I had. And
I had the pink
I
one.
Had,
go back.
I had the
go.
Green one.
See, this
it's
is...
so pretty.
This was during the time when having shit like this had personality to
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
And
now
it's
like, color.
It always mattered because they had colors. And you
exactly.
could pick any color that
and
you
now it's
like,
like,
this is me.
And it feels
like
you... I feel like you
right?
wouldn't lose it at like a party. Because then
yeah.
you'd be like, oh, that's my red iPod. But now it's just like, oh, that's my other silver phone.
Yeah, this is my black phone.
It's my black phone.
Can you find this black brick laying on your
And I think that was like their huge thing is like had rainbow color.
Oh my god, Apple marketing. They were LGBT. Apple iPod Nanos walked so LGBTQIA+ could run.
Exactly. Oh my god.
Let's end the episode. Right?
I'm going to put that in the description of this episode.
Just call it that.
Let's end the episode right there. Rose,
how long do these podcasts last?
Depends.
However long we feel like talking.
Yeah.
It'll be here till midnight.
Oh
yeah.
my god.
You know what's our...
I know. I usually cut them off after an hour because I'm like, I'm not editing
when
more
was
than
the,
an hour.
When was the last time we did a full hour? It's been
it
a,
was,
it's
no,
a long
we
time.
We did one a little while ago.
When?
Like
in, we're
in
Jersey?
In like the last four or five.
Get crazy, get wild.
Jersey, I do think, was one of our longer ones. I want to say
I think it was 45 minutes. Because I remember looking
but
at it.
One of the last, like,
Jason
five,
looking at his watch, just like.
No, because I would see the time, and I was just like, oh, I think we can cut it off.
I'm looking. I'm fact checking. Yeah. I mean, I have to find it. I don't follow us.
We're in the office. It's definitely. Copy in. That's facts, though. See, I sing too many copywritten songs.
Yeah, it's fun.
What's a free song? Happy Birthday is now free, right?
No.
Is it? No, I don't think
no,
it is.
No, I think it got back.
I think like some classic.
No, it is, so it's now it's like free.
Now,
right now,
yeah, I think it's a recent thing, though. Now okay. It's free. What else? Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Well, 2000's teen movies was 50 minutes long. And mind you, these are also like after I cut stuff out, so like when we record it, it's usually longer.
Yeah, that's true.
Because sometimes I cut stuff out. Because I like to give myself notes as we go throughout the episode. Because if I don't tell myself to do it, I won't.
You editing, I'm imagining you looking in the bathroom, slapping yourself like, I could do better. I could do better.
I could do better.
So our last full hour was the My Chemical Romance episode.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that has to be a full fucking hour.
Yeah, yeah. Most of them are around 30 to 45 minutes, though. So
before we used to record them in the mornings.
For those of you with a light commute to work, you too can listen to this on your way.
The enthusiasm, I love it. Let's bring back an old segment, Album of the Week, because you brought it up, and I was like, wow, we haven't done it in like months.
We haven't done it since like January.
A 2000s Album of the Week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and the best part is that we didn't even actively be like, let's stop doing this. We just forgot about it one day and never remembered.
Never came back.
And the listeners have been furious.
I promise it's not dead.
We've gotten all of your hate mail and death threats.
Yeah, I mean,
we're trying to calm. We're trying to quench your thirst.
I had one in mind, but I need to go.
I have one immediately.
What is it?
I was just thinking of like the first. I don't think I've ever purchased a CD ever in my life.
Ever?
No, I've been gifted CDs, and like my sisters had like gave me hand-me-downs like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, but and Lou Bega. Oh man, I was so sad the day my sister stepped on my Lou Bega CD.
We talked about him. I didn't know he was German.
Do you know his name is not actually Lou Bega?
No. Something else.
It's kind of Lou Bega, but I forgot. Anyway, let's see. Oh, CD. I think I got from my, like, I don't remember how old I was. But when I was a kid for my birthday, I got Ciara's Goodies, and I got Beyonce's B-Day.
Wow.
Two legends. Two living legends.
I mean, honestly.
Oh, my Goodies? Get into it.
Is that your album?
That's her album, Goodies.
Yeah, Goodies.
That's so right. Good.
Solid. Do you have yours, Catherine?
Yeah, I'm just making sure that the release date is what I think it is. Scorpion by Eve, 2001.
Ooh.
So early.
I was listening to it on the way here.
Okay.
I was having a good time.
Let's see. I think Graduation by Kanye West.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're fancy. You're cool. We get it, Jason.
I think
that is a good one.
Yeah. Now, yeah, early on I didn't like it, but over time I really appreciated it.
I enjoyed it.
It's very an evolution of an artist.
Yeah, at that time, I never really listened to full albums. I would just listen to songs here and there.
Yeah.
But,
right.
But now
Jonas Brothers.
Everyone was at that fucking show.
That concert?
Yeah, the other night.
Do they know where we're located?
No.
Okay.
Well,
there was
the
Jonas Brothers did some concerts in the U.S., and we know of them.
Yay.
The dark web.
Join us. Don't forget to like, rate, listen, share with your friends and family. Do all those things.
Is this the end?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, okay.
This is it.
This is the first and last day of my life.
Yes.
That's my sign.
Yeah, share, like, rate. We're on almost every platform possible, so just Google.
We should say the thing that all other podcasts say, where they're like, you can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Catherine's laptop.
It's the big one, Catherine's laptop. Just ask her for the file.
Oh my god.
Just come up to her on
Radio.com,
the street and ask her. I've given you her description, just find her.
Thank you, Jackie.
She's small.
She is short. She's petite.
Yeah, so
just like for a short
slim
person.
Thick, like an iPod Nano.
Slim thick. Oh my god.
My god.
Yeah, Catherine's a human like iPod Nano.
Great. That's my new Instagram
slim
bio,
thick.
I think.
Every time we touch you, click.
I think that's your costume for Halloween.
Oh
you
my
should
God.
Just kind of come up in a
I mean,
square.
I need a costume, so. Actually, no. Well, I was thinking about being Guy Fieri.
That's a good
one. You should do it.
You would be such a good Guy
Fieri.
To start screaming
like,
shit. Triple G, Triple D.
I only try on costumes every other year, and this is my year where I have to try.
Last year you were
I was a tourist last year.
You were a tourist. What was it like the year before you were...
I was Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
Yeah,
that was
a good one. That was my try year. Okay. And now it's a try year.
I want to go as the DVD box set cover of Drag Me to Hell. For Halloween, I want to go with the blonde hair, just like drag me to hell.
My favorite costume of yours is when you're Eric Andre and you're running, specifically during the ranch and up.
Ranch bro. Yeah.
And then someone who should not be named drank all my ranch.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, someone
started rubbing it
on
their arms.
Someone rubbed
it
on your leg as lotion.
Yeah.
That was gross.
They're like, are you impressed, Jackie? I'm like, really not.
I'm just still shocked that my apartment wasn't covered in ranch.
But it smelled like ranch.
It smelled like ranch.
So join us next time.
My Instagram is jackie.mass.
What are you doing, Jackie?
My Twitter is @itsjackiemass. It's M with, like, as in mouse, A as in apple, S, two S's as in double snakes. What am I doing? I'm here. I'm eating Jason's food.
Awesome.
Those are my projects.
Typical.
Join us next time when we talk about sex tapes. Because there's a lot of those in the 2000s.
Let's hope we don't get suspended from...
I can't fucking wait.
iHeartRadio.
Oh my god.
I can't fucking wait.
You can't fucking wait.
And now we can end. Goodbye.